As we celebrate Labor Day, hardly a thought is given to the physical labor that brought about such a day. Delmarva Public Radio's essayist George Merrill contemplates our distance to it in this electronic world that we have created.
I sold our cruising sailboat last spring. I'd sailed it for over 30 years. I'd been using it less now, and the boat was expensive to maintain. This spring was the first one in 68 years that I was not out sailing. After a year, I yearned for another sailboat. Small and simple to maintain was the watchword. I bought a small one for peanuts. It had lots of problems. The boat was old. The trailer it came on was a rusted wreck. I asked my friend Dale, a seasoned working man, the kind who can fix anything, to look at the trailer with me. Was it terminal, I asked. He could save it. I insisted on helping. He looked wary. I'm a professional man, a clergyman, a writer, a counselor, and an artist. For people like me, the world of the trades upon which I depend as I depend on air and water is as remote to me and as inscrutable as nuclear physics. I know only that when I deliver my ailing car to the mechanic at 8 to be serviced, and at 5 pick it up, it's humming. I haven't a clue as to what, in the meantime, has actually transpired at the garage. We brought the trailer to Dale's shop, a large shed. The temperature was in the upper 90s. His shop had one small fan. It was murderously hot. The shop, with stuff strewn everywhere, was like a teenager's bedroom. Instead of dirty clothes, food wrappers, glasses, posters, shoes, and CDs, characteristic of teenagers' rooms, here there were jacks, drills, an engine block, a transmission, a bandsaw, walls hanging with tools of every description, and nuts and bolts strewn on the floor like dandelions on a spring lawn. For the working man, cleanliness is not next to godliness. It's getting your hands dirty and solving problems. That's next to godliness. Dale assigned me jobs. Like a trained monkey, I did what I was told. We raised the trailer on jacks. The wheel bolts had rusted beyond recognition. I thought they could never be removed. Dale had them off in seconds. Then I was given the job of whacking the old wheel bearings out. They needed replacement. That involved using a hammer and a screwdriver. I could barely hold either, as my hands, arthritic, were also greasy. The bearing didn't budge. My hands now were so slippery I was sure I'd smash my hand. I tried, but I quickly despaired and asked Dale for help. It took him two blows. I did help some, though. I softened up the bearings a little, like AIDS prep patients before the surgeon arrives. The day grew hotter, and I marveled how much the man knew about the physical world of iron, steel, electricity, and understood the complicated mechanisms of daily life's work. One problem after another arose, poorly machined bolts and missing parts. Dale shrugged, got to it, and with a twist or turn made it right. In 2 days, the trailer was fixed. We normally don't think of poets and working men or women together. The Jesuit priest poet Gerard Manley Hopkins did. In his lovely poem, Pied Beauty, Hopkins extols the glory of God as revealed in our natural world. For skies of coupled color, he says, finches' wings, trout that swim. But then he writes, for landscape plotted and pieced, fold fallow and plow, and all trades, their gear, tackle, and trim. Some priests and poets have their feet on the ground. Let's celebrate Labor Day and the glory of the trades with all their gear, tackle, and trim. George Merrill, On the Shore.